take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Alex Jones here, hosting the next few segments of The War Room. Owen Schroyer's taken over, but I promise to take your phone calls, so we're doing it. Radio/TV syndicated transmission on the heels of this incredible State of the Union. A bunch of the clips coming up in the next 3 hours. Your phone calls here in just a moment. But the globalists geopolitically and culturally fear a particular trifecta. And it's the same trifecta that we saw in World War II that defeated the Axis powers. And that's the United States, the UK, and Russia. And Russia then was run by the communists, just as big and evil as Hitler. But that was something that liberal globalists in the US and England had seeded there in 1917 as a cultural tool of control to mainly target Christians. Well, the very same globalists then reorganized after World War II, made inroads, the CIA, leftists, put Mao Zedong in power in 49, covered up his mass murders of 80-plus million people. Those numbers are admitted even by the CIA. And then by the 80s began massive industrialization of China. Because China had lower taxes than the U.S., it made it prohibitive to have factories and jobs here. And so they fear the United States, Russia, and the U.K., linking up yet again, but economically and culturally. Because the communist Chinese and the EU and their leftist allies in Hollywood cannot defeat the West, if China, their main engine of fraud and money and cheap goods, is brought to heel. And their people actually paid right and taken care of. Because China has massive slave factories, hundreds of millions in total bondage that no one can compete with. And they use that sucking sound to turn us all into slaves as well. So that's why it's critical in the globalist calculus to sabotage the United States linking up with the UK, linking up with other EU countries that wake up, and Russia. And now, of course, Japan's involved in this linking up, as well as South Korea. And you add all that together, that's an unstoppable combination to promote free market, true progressive technological development towards the stars. Now, this is The War Room, normally hosted with Owen Schroyer. He's taking over here in just about 15 minutes, but I said I would keep going to take your phone calls. So, Sam in Oklahoma, then Tim, Patty, and Frank, and that's all I got time for because Owen is loaded for bear. Go ahead, Sam.
Alex, don't you die on us. You're the ball carrier. You're not permitted to be a martyr.
Well, I'm not trying to be a martyr, so. But at the same time, I really can't worry about it. You know what I mean? Jersey. You start worrying about stuff like that, it'll get to you, so I don't really worry about it.
That's right. You just head for the end zone to bring America back. Hey, I wanted to comment on Paul Ryan when he introduced the president. It was he actually stood up and said, "It's my honor to prevent." And then he quickly corrected himself and said, "To present the president of the United States." It's nice that he finally told us that he's been resisting the president all this time. No one's commented on it. Hasn't been in the news. What do you think?
You know, that's funny. That's the headline. And I'm glad you held to say it because I saw it too. Paul Ryan's Freudian slip saying his job was to prevent the president when he introduced him. Which is because he's been trying to prevent and block, and then now we can cue that up to the start of his speech. Just back it up a little bit, and we can probably play that after the break. But that's really a good point you just made. That I saw that.
Paul Ryan's been the Mickey Blue Eyes that was supposed to be the masculine front for the globalists now, and he's shot now. That's why they're moving on to Joe Kennedy III, who has a tremendous history of stirring the pot for the globalists. If you look into their family history, it's just unbelievable. Armed resistance movements like the Christian Front in New York and Boston, and connections with Father Coughlin. They claim to be enemies and not friends, but this guy's no good.
JFK did some good things, but his dad was a Nazi collaborator. They both Bobby and JFK had sex with top Nazi spies, and they had a lot of problems, and, you know, It's just the Kennedys are a joke. And everybody worships them, and I, quite frankly, am completely sick of them. So they just need to go away. Thank you so much, Sam. No, the new dynasty is called Trump. And it's not Camelot. It's America. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
All right, Owen's coming up in about 10 minutes. I'm finishing up your phone calls here because I pledged to take all the calls that have been holding. Tim in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. We're coming to you from Global Region 1, FEMA District 10 here, right in the heart of Seattle. And wow. I was going to talk about what the last caller mentioned, but the two big things from the speech, one, of course, as you mentioned, bringing it back, supporting the family and America, and also bringing God back into the equation, especially at Christmas, mentioning that the reason for Christmas is to honor our Savior, Jesus Christ.
And they hate that because they want to intimidate Christians to just shut up and accept being absorbed into the globalist Borg.
Well, that's their whole thing. That's why they have the new Ten Commandments down there in Georgia. They want to be, they want to rival God. It's actually, you know, at the highest level, it is God and the devil. And you have to choose which side you
want. We really are fighting narcissistic lunatics that think they're God. I mean, these people are crazy. And they're so happy, though. They just wander around on power trips. And you run into one, they'll lie, they'll steal, they'll talk right to your face and tell you BS. And they just, they're not there. They're not home. And it seems like the computers and the TV are breeding more of these folks. So, yeah, humanity finally started to wake up because things have gotten so bad. But it doesn't matter. The culture is producing more of these people.
Yeah, they're only going to grow as things heighten. And we just have to use this time that God has granted us by getting allowing Trump to get in, because he really shouldn't have gotten in because of all the corruption, you know, as was well documented.
Well, God loves children, drunks, and the United States of America, as Von Bismarck said. Great points, Tim. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, they're going to play a lot of these clips the next 3 hours. Trump arrives. Trump, a new tide of optimism sweeping the nation. They hate optimism when it's actually with real good policies. Don't just have optimism, you know, being a communist gulag. Optimism about things that work, and then as things get better, wow, this is working. Let's do more of this. Trump commends our nation's heroes. America's economic recovery highlight. Trump, this is your time, America. Trump calls out national anthem kneelers. This is something we got to get to that. I'm sure Owen's going to probably play that first. Commends the economy. That's key. They hate that. Trump pledges to reform the VA. He's working hard on that. I mean, it's just the big tax victory. I mean, this is epic. Thank you so much. Patty in New York, thanks for holding, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I just wanted to say, I thought I couldn't love Donald Trump more, but then I watched his speech last night, and I love him even more. It was positive. There was light in the room. It was just stunning. And then you look on the other side, and it was just dark and as evil as it gets.
And, you know, I've demonized the globalists and the left myself because I don't like the Republican establishment. But they're worse than we even knew. It's like, you do this in public? How dare him talk about families? That belongs to a bygone age. That's gone, and your churches are too. And it's just like the bitter clinger. These Christians and gun owners, that's all they've got. We're going to take that away from them. Just like Hillary says in the WikiLeaks, I want them alone in the dark. Man, like, wow. I remember I was once told by one of my enemies, before that was even in the WikiLeaks, I was told by one of my enemies, I want you alone and in the dark. That's a spirit. That's like hell. Yeah. Yeah. I was told that by an enemy. I'm going to make sure you're alone in the dark. Sorry, go ahead.
I think people understand Donald Trump has that New York swagger, and I don't think people get it. That's all I have to say.
Well, you're making some great points. Well, what do you think they do now?
The people?
The establishment. The globalists, the cockroaches, the control freaks.
They better start hiding, because I think he's coming. Trump. He's coming for them.
Well, we're coming for them. That's why he has the optimism. When we get optimistic and take action, nothing can stop us.
Yeah.
That's what he kept saying in the speech, Patty. Great points. Frank in Michigan, you're on the War Room. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, greetings from Michigan. A couple callers already beat me to the punch. I wanted to talk about, you know, the way he's got this, do you want part of me, swagger look about him, and the way he shuffled his arm over and pointed to the Democrats over there. I thoroughly loved it. I tell you what, I cried and I laughed during the whole speech. It was fantastic. And you know, I'm not funny or anything, but there's only three men I thoroughly enjoy and love in my life, and one's gone. That's my dad, you, and President Trump.
Oh, that's very humbling. I don't want to be compared to your dad, Donald Trump. But I know this, the New York Post has the headline, Donald Trump is teaching Republicans how to fight. And it's true. We've laid down libertarians, Christians, conservatives, of every race, color, and creed, one race. We've laid down, I don't know how to fight, but I'm gonna fight. But I'm not 71 years old yet. And Trump's gone through the whole media wars like I have. That's what educates you. So I'm 44 next week. But he's 71, about to be 72. But, you know, Trump teaches us how to fight. I think I just taught people to start fighting back in the modern sense. And we're all in this together. Because the average man who's hardworking and involved with his family doesn't want to grandstand, doesn't want to go to city council. But we understand now it's not grandstanding. It's something we got to do. What did you think the most powerful part of the speech was, Frank?
You know, everything he said, basically the being American, you know, you didn't hear Obama saying that. You know, Obama was I. But when Trump pushed, we are American. I mean, that's been, you know, he's been saying that ever since, he started running for office.
That's right. And it's total high noon to a vampire. It's total penicillin to bacteria, what he's doing. I mean, it looks so simple because the truth is simple. Like, hey, we have conservative values. We have free market values. It made us the greatest country in the world. We're going to go back to that. We're the country that pioneered, well, really England did, you know, trying to get rid of slavery and classism and all this stuff. They have incredible classism and racism all over the world. But they know our strength is our weakness, that we actually care and want to be Christian, so they can beat us over the head that we have a conscience. Then the sociopaths and psychopaths sit there and laugh at us while we're like puppets on a string, that they're punching our buttons. But we know the scam now, my friend. And that's why they're going to blow up some buildings and say Republicans did it. They're going to shoot some schools up and say we did it. And they're going to kill some Republicans as well. I think you're going to, they're so evil, they can't give up. I think everybody should be watching their six right now, because they finally know they're losing. They know the memo's coming out next week. They know. If I was Trump, I wouldn't wait. But again, he keeps outsmarting even me. I'm like, I'll be thinking this level. He's a couple levels up. I think you should pull the trigger, because let me tell you something. The Democrats are scared right now. They've been caught in a criminal cabal, and I think they're loading the plastic explosives in a federal building somewhere right now. What do you think?
I think they are too. And real quick, if I can, just, you know, did you hear that Trey Gowdy is not running again?
No, I guess that just got announced. That's a bummer.
Yeah, it came out about 12:30 in my my iPad died on me, and the Hill put it out at 12:30. Actually, it was put on InfoWars, not you, but the group InfoWars.
Sure, sure. Let's scroll down. Why is he saying he's leaving
again?
Why is he leaving?
I've seen that, and man, I almost fell out of my chair. And one more thing, my friend. Millie beat me to it a while back, but I think you should have all the ladies have a little show. Because you got the two white young ladies, you got the black young lady, you got a.
We're working on that. It's just to get the money to pay everybody, but we're doing it. We're trying. He just said that, whatever my skills, I may have been better utilized in the courtroom than in Congress. And I enjoy our justice system more than our political system, the South Carolina Republican said. As I look back on my career, it is the jobs that both seek and reward fairness that are most rewarding. He just can't stand being around all the pedophiles. And I would want to be up there, too, because a lot of those Republicans and Democrats, you know, they go home at night. And as I understand it, I wouldn't want to be there either. He's kind of being like George Washington, serving and then getting out of there. All right, Owen Schroyer's coming up. Great points, Frank. God bless you. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help. As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Taking over host duties for Alex Jones here as usual, as we are live 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays here at InfoWars.com/show. The latest expansion of InfoWars live broadcasting. We're now live 10 hours a day thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's the plan for the rest of today's broadcast. We are going to go through all of the highlights from President Trump's first State of the Union address. That is what we're going to do first. We're going to hit all of those highlights. Then we're going to take a look at the media reactions and the leftist reactions to Trump's State of the Union address. And then if we do have time after that and all the other clips we need to get to, we will then take your phone calls. But before we go to the clips, and we've got, we've got 17 clips to get through. So I'm not sure if we'll be able to take calls in the third hour, but we're going to get through all these clips. And then hopefully if we have time, we'll get to your calls. But I was sitting up all night last night thinking about my friends and family that still don't understand what's going on. And while they may not be fully hateful of Trump, they still don't like Trump. They didn't like last night's speech. They think Trump is a bad guy. And they want to be patriots. But they don't understand that this is the American Revolution. We are the patriots, and Trump is the number one patriot in America right now. But because of the fake news, because of the media lies, because of the disinformation, because of the brainwashing, and yes, they use the chemicals in the food and water to make you more susceptible to their brainwashing. That's how they're able to deceive you. And they call us conspiracy theorists, even though all we do is read news and do research. So I was thinking, what can you do to try to wake these people up, to get them on the Trump train, to get them aboard the America First train, to get them on the Make America Great Again train? And so here's why we're going to play these clips. If you can't listen to Donald Trump's own words, if you can't listen to this State of the Union address with an open mind, get rid of your past discretions, get rid of your past information, get rid of everything, clear your mind, clear your head, and just say, okay, I'm going to listen to what he says, and I'm going to give him a chance. I'm going to have an open mind and just listen to his message. Actually, listen to his words. So that is my challenge. That is the challenge that I think we have to offer our friends and family that still don't like Trump. That doesn't mean you have to get all aboard on Trump and love him and love everything he does. It means you need to recognize what he is, what he represents, and that there is a true American Revolution happening right now that deep state globalists that have corrupted our government for decades are trying to stop, and the tech left with Facebook and Twitter are trying to censor. So, if you can't take President Trump's words with an open mind and understand what he's saying and appreciate it, then I don't know if there's hope for you. And I'm not saying this to be condescending. I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm not saying this to be rude. I'm just trying to tell you, You're fully 100% brainwashed. If you cannot listen to what Trump is actually saying, forget InfoWars, forget Alex Jones, forget Fox. Just listen to Trump and look at the results with an open mind and carry no previous discretions or judgments into listening to Trump. So here we go. We now begin the rollout of all of the highlights from last night's third longest State of the Union address in the history of the United States. Let's start with clip one, Trump arriving on the scene.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
My millennials, stay woke.
Here comes President Trump right now. Let's go to the audio.
Right. The President of the United States.
Well, then we can assume that if that's who he has there, he's going to be talking about the opioid crisis and why we need to have our borders secure. We can guess that based on who he has as a guest, we're going to be hearing about that.
Yeah, what did they find? Pounds of fentanyl?
A baby that was...
No, the fentanyl that was enough to kill a million people, that was coming over the border. And so they found that.
Which fentanyl has been killing people.
Yeah. But that's something people get when they can't get their heroin or they can't get their prescription drugs and they go after fentanyl and take too much.
You see Steve Scalise behind him, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, the rat.
And I will say that the president looks great. It looks like whoever he has styling his hair, styling him, he just looks really sharp.
He wakes up like
point.
That.
I do
he
my own hair.
He looks in great health, too. I mean, he looks extremely healthy for his age. Way healthier than Hillary Clinton, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I don't even think it's close.
A 10-month-old dog turd looks healthier than Hillary Clinton.
I'm not going to argue with you, Owen.
Maybe 12 months.
Once again, you're watching the live stream at Infowars.com/show. Take this time right now and send that link out to everybody you know. Infowars.com/show. Tell people to join in. Watch us on Facebook. Watch us on Periscope. Watch us on YouTube. Or just go to Infowars.com/show where we have free streams for you. And you can put them on your TV like what we're doing in this room. I got it on 4 TVs now in here. It's great.
Looks like he was giving Louis Gohmert a lot of dap there. Him and Louis kicking it. This has been a pretty grandiose entry here for President Trump.
Yes, it has.
All right, so here's the deal. Like I said, we've got a ton of clips to get to, and these are going to be highlights from President Trump's State of the Union last night, which was actually our coverage, which is all possible by you going to InfoWarsStore.com and making it happen. And here's the deal. I'm going to be fully committed to getting these State of the Union clips out. So, folks, while we're playing this and not plugging and not funding ourselves, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. We've got great specials going right now. You've got the InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack, 40% off right now. That includes Vitamin 12, Secret 12, and Survival Shield X2. That is 40% off right now. That is a great combo pack. You've got Bod Ease, which is 50% off right now, the excellent turmeric supplement that we have. And then you've got Cell Force, 53% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, which is the final run of Cell Force before we introduce DNA Force Plus. So the final run of Cell Force, 53% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and all kinds of great products. Don't forget about the water filters that are 100% necessary, the air filters that are necessary. We've got shampoo, deodorant, mouthwash, toothpaste. These are just household items that you're going to have to buy eventually anyway. Why not shop with the good guys and get the best product at the exact same time? The Super Blue toothpaste is one of the best ways to do that. You know you're going to need toothpaste. Everyone in your family needs toothpaste. Everybody out there uses toothpaste. We have the fluoride-free toothpaste that also has the colloidal silver in it. So it's a super-powered, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds this broadcast. It helps us expand. You heard the last caller say, hey, you guys should do a show with all the great female hosts that you have on. Well, we'd love to do that show, but we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Just like when I was a kid and I was a fan of St. Louis Cardinals baseball, and I used to love watching replays of championship games and them winning championship games, and I always used to love watching those replays. So just like that, we are enjoying our massive victory last night that was President Trump's State of the Union speech. We are replaying it. We are reliving it. We are re-enjoying it. We are re-cheering it. That is what we're doing today on the War Room. So let's get right back to it. Trump says we have a new tide of optimism sweeping our nation.
Welcome.
Still happy about that booming economy.
Standing ovation for President Trump here. A raucous crowd. This is a bunch of Americans, a bunch of patriots cheering for America's success, and the Democrats hate it. Here comes President Trump.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
There was a Paul Ryan slip up. Presenting.
One line.
Jeff Sessions is breathless.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, the First Lady of the United States, and my fellow Americans, less than 1 year has passed since I first stood at this podium in this majestic chamber to speak on behalf of the American people and to address their concerns, their hopes, and their dreams. That night, our new administration had already taken very swift action. A new tide of optimism was already sweeping across our land. Each day since, we have gone forward with a clear vision and a righteous mission to make America great again for all Americans.
Notice the Democrats not applauding.
Over the last year, we have made incredible progress and achieved extraordinary success. We have faced challenges we expected and others we could never have imagined. We have shared in the heights of victory and the pains of hardship. We have endured floods and fires and storms. But through it all, we have seen the beauty of America's soul and the steel in America's spine. Each test has forged new American heroes to remind us who we are and show us what we can be. We saw the volunteers of the Cajun Navy racing to the rescue with their fishing boats to save people in the aftermath of a totally devastating hurricane. We saw strangers shielding strangers from a hail of gunfire on the Las Vegas Strip. We heard tales of Americans like Coast Guard Petty Officer Ashley Leppard, who is here tonight in the gallery with Melania.
All right, now here, after Trump was just commending that hero, he is commending all of the nation's heroes.
Ashley was aboard one of the first helicopters on the scene in Houston during the Hurricane Harvey. Through 18 hours of wind and rain, Ashley braved live power lines and deep water to help save more than 40 lives. Ashley, we all thank you. Thank you very much.
First hero, thank, is a woman. For all you feminists keeping score.
We heard about Americans like firefighter David Dahlberg. He's here with us also. David faced down walls of flame to rescue almost 60 children trapped at a California summer camp threatened by those devastating wildfires. To everyone still recovering in Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, everywhere, we are with you, we love you, and we always will pull through together, always.
And then that comment actually had BuzzFeed fully triggered. They say, oh my gosh, Trump barely talks about Puerto Rico. Well, this was a State of the Union address, and Puerto Rico is not in the State of the Union. They forgot that minor detail.
Thank you to David and the brave people of California.
Still gave him love,
though.
Thank
you very much, David. Great job. Some trials over the past year touched this chamber very personally. With us tonight is one of the toughest people ever to serve in this house. A guy who took a bullet, almost died, and was back to work 3.5 months later. The legend from Louisiana, Congressman Steve Scalise.
And then today, you have the Republican retreat, the Republicans on the train, and then the train crashes. Leftist terrorist attack that could have killed multiple Republicans. And it's all because of the fake news from CNN, MSNBC, and the lies spouted from the Democrat Party. Steve Scalise and the rest of those Republicans, it's God's grace that allows us to still have them with us today. And the same goes for the story today.
I think they like you, Steve. We're incredibly grateful for the heroic efforts of the Capitol Police officers, the Alexandria Police, and the doctors, nurses, and paramedics who saved his life and the lives of many others, some in this room. And the aftermath, yes. Yes.
All right. We got to go to break here. When we come back, we hear more from President Trump's State of the Union, America's economic recovery. The Democrats didn't like that. Trump says this is your time for the American dream. The Democrats hate that. And he calls out kneeling for the national anthem as a disrespectful thing to the country. And the Democrats hate that.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels. Most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So we're going to have some media responses to Trump's State of the Union from last night, but let's get right back to the clips. This is one that's key when it comes to watching the Democrats and the media respond. Here's Trump talking about America's economic recovery.
Look at Nancy Pelosi with her face. She's like totally giving him a hard look.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Democrats can't even get behind unity at this point.
Over the last year, the world has seen what we always knew, that no people on earth are so fearless or daring or determined as Americans. If there is a mountain, we climb it. If there's a frontier, we cross it. If there's a challenge, we tame it. If there's an opportunity, we seize it. So let's begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong because our people are strong.
There it is. State of the Union is strong. Straight from the president.
And together we are building a safe, strong, and proud America. Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs, including 200,000 new jobs in manufacturing alone. Tremendous number. After years and years of wage stagnation, we are finally seeing rising wages.
Did 2 million new jobs, people. 2 million new jobs in 1 year. 200K in manufacturing.
Unemployment claims have hit a 45-year low. And something I'm very proud of, African-American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded.
Big cheers there. Oh, but look at the Dems.
We don't want the blacks to get ahead. Look at them.
Barely clapping.
Look at that. Most of them were actually black people.
Yeah, barely clapping. Look at them.
And Hispanic-American unemployment has also reached the lowest levels in history. Small business confidence is at an all-time high. The stock market has smashed one record after another, gaining $8 trillion and more in value in just this short period of time. The great news...
But see, in the minds of deranged Democrats, they think, oh, well, that's all because of Obama.
Great news for Americans. 401k, retirement pension, and college savings accounts have gone through the roof. And just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
So everything he's talking about there is true, and he has delivered on, and the Democrats deny it and can't stand it. Let's now go to Trump saying that this is the best time ever for the American dream.
Yeah.
And he's a great welder. I was told that by the man that owns that company that's doing so well. So congratulations, Corey. Since we passed tax cuts, roughly 3 million workers have already gotten tax cut bonuses, many of them thousands and thousands of dollars per worker, and it's getting more every month, every week. Apple has just announced it plans to invest a total of $350 billion in America and hire another 20,000 workers.
And I just want to say, when they say that Trump doesn't work, oh, look at the ugly Tim Kaine. Boy, he's really enjoying himself.
He doesn't like that.
Those bonuses and the tax cuts show just how hard President Trump is working. He had to call all those companies and coordinate this entire thing for those bonuses.
And just a little while ago, ExxonMobil announced a $50 billion investment in the United States. Just a little while.
And now we're the world's leading oil producer, too.
This, in fact, is our new American moment. There has never been a better time to start living the American dream. So to every citizen watching at home tonight, no matter where you've been or where you've come from, this is your time. If you work hard, if you believe in yourself, if you believe in America, then you can dream anything. You can be anything. And together, we can achieve absolutely anything.
You know, I think this is the best speech I've heard Trump give. As far as acting very presidential and very professional and really doing a good job getting that message across to the liberals, how well he's helped our economy.
And rub it in their faces with a smile.
Tonight, I want to talk about what kind of future we're going to have and what kind of a nation we're going to be. All of us together as one team, one people, and one American family can do anything. We all share the same home, the same heart, the same destiny, and the same great American flag.
That's right. We're one great American family that is moving forward together. And now, as the Super Bowl is ahead of us on Sunday, Trump signals that we don't kneel for our national anthem.
Discovering the American way. In America, we know that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the center of American life. The motto is In God We Trust.
Oh, yeah, the Democrats don't want to stand and cheer for God.
Look at them.
Yeah.
These people are incredible.
I think Pelosi's confused.
Yeah. And we celebrate our police, our military, and our amazing veterans as heroes who deserve our total and unwavering support.
He can't get through the speech.
Tonight is Preston Sharp, a 12-year-old boy from Redding, California, who noticed that veterans' graves were not marked with flags on Veterans Day. He decided all by himself to change that and started a movement that has now placed 40,000 flags at the graves of our great heroes. Preston, a job well done.
Nancy Pelosi's sourpuss look on her face is already trending on Twitter right now, guys. Literally.
Young patriots like Preston teach all of us about our civic duty as Americans. And I met Preston a little while ago, and he is something very special that I can tell you. Great future. Thank you very much for all you've done, Preston. Thank you very much. Preston's reverence for those who have served our nation reminds us of why we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why we proudly stand for the national anthem.
Yeah. Here we go. He's going to start talking. The NFL.
I hope they show the whole audience with this one, because I want to see the Democrats sitting. Yeah. There they are, all seated. Yeah, the Democrats
all
don't
right.
stand for the anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, maybe you're watching us right now, maybe you're not, because I've just been told that YouTube is trying to shut down this broadcast. You think it's a joke when Alex Jones goes on air and tells you how we're constantly under attack, we're constantly being sabotaged, we're constantly being censored, and that's why we need your support. Now, YouTube is flagging us and shutting us down, saying we can't even play Trump's speech because of copyright purposes. Unbelievable, folks. Again, I've said it 1,000 times. They are trying to stop the next American revolution.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Infowars.com/.
The silent majority
is no longer
silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
at Infowars.com/show.
Well, you're not going to shut us down. You're not going to shut us up. And you're not going to shut Trump down. And you're not going to stop the next American Revolution. No matter how hard you try, no matter how much you think you have the American population obsessed with and completely dependent on your digital ghettos, no, we still live in the real world and our souls and spirits still shine through. So they're trying to stop the American Revolution right now. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to stop us. They're trying to sabotage us. They're trying to censor us. They're trying to stop Trump's message from getting out there. They're trying to stop our message from getting out there. But we're just going to keep plowing through. We're just going to keep being victorious. I'm just not even going to be bothered by it. I'm just going to put my chin up and just let the losers lose, let the haters hate, and just enjoy the golden victories that we keep receiving. So here is President Trump addressing one of his main issues during the campaign, reforming the VA and making sure that our veterans are taken care of.
We are totally defending our Second Amendment and have taken historic actions to protect religious liberty. And we are serving our brave veterans, including giving our veterans choice in their health care decisions. Last year, Congress also passed, and I signed, the landmark VA Accountability Act. Since its passage, my administration has already removed more than 1,500 VA employees who failed to give our veterans the care they deserve, and we are hiring talented people who love our vets as much as we do.
That was much needed because of the report I did on the Los Angeles Veterans Home and how the VA leaders were literally squandering and laundering all the resources and money away, had these homeless vets on the street. It was needed. I will say that. So I'm glad to see that President Trump has made that change.
I will not stop until our veterans are properly taken care of, which has been my promise to them from the very beginning of this great journey. Americans deserve accountability and respect, and that's what we are giving to our wonderful heroes, our veterans. Thank you.
So it's a victory lap here on the War Room today as we are celebrating Trump's amazing State of the Union speech last night. And once we finish up with all of these clips, which we are just now about halfway through, we are then going to take a look at the response in the media to President Trump's State of the Union. Some of these clips, I mean, you're not even going to believe it. I mean, you're not even going to believe that someone could be that deranged, that delusional, that hateful, that filled with rage that they can't even accept facts and reality, and they just want to live in total denial, which is only hurting themselves at the end of the day. So it's really just crazy stuff. But folks, we're getting censored again. We're being sabotaged again. I mean, this is honestly every day it's something new with these people on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. I mean, yesterday we had it. Millie goes on her phone, on her Twitter account, and looks at the War Room's account. Every tweet the War Room's Twitter page puts out is censored. Every single tweet. Do you know how frustrating that is? To work hard to build something and then have Twitter and Facebook say, nope, you don't exist. Nope, you're fake. F you. We're here. We're patriots. We control the narrative now. We control the country now.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help. As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
They're trying to shut us down. I mean, this is ridiculous. Every break, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm going to smile and laugh and wave at the losers and haters at YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. You guys suck. Anyway, let's go back to someone that absolutely kicks ass and is saving America and driving these people absolutely insane. President Trump talks about the historic tax victory in his State of the Union.
Massive tax cuts provide tremendous relief for the middle class and small business. To lower tax rates for hardworking Americans, we nearly doubled the standard deduction for everyone. Now, the first $24,000 earned by a married couple is completely tax-free. We also doubled the child tax credit. A typical family of four making $75,000 will see their tax bill reduced by $2,000, slashing their tax bill in half.
Oh, but that's crumbs if you're a Democrat, elitist like Nancy Pelosi.
It's crumbs.
In April, this will be the last time you will ever file under the old and very broken system, and millions of Americans will have more take-home pay starting next month. A lot more.
And you're going to watch that approval rating rise just like everybody just stood up. It's going to keep going up. And this is it. This is there, the change.
Yep, that's everything right there. That face was everything.
We eliminated an especially cruel tax that fell mostly on Americans making less than $50,000 a year, forcing them to pay tremendous penalties simply because they couldn't afford government-ordered health plans. We repealed the core of the disastrous Obamacare, the individual mandate is now gone. Thank
heaven. Death to Obamacare. Look at him.
Oh, and if he's not your president, you're welcome to go pay the previous tax rates.
Yeah, exactly. Pay as much as you want.
We can move to Venezuela.
From elitists.
Yeah.
We slashed the business tax rate from 35% all the way down to 21% so American companies can compete and win against anyone else anywhere in the world. These changes alone are estimated to increase average family income by more than $4,000. A lot of money. Small businesses have also received a massive tax cut and can now deduct 20% of their business income. Here tonight are Steve Staub and Sandy Keplinger of Staub Manufacturing, a small, beautiful business in Ohio. They've just finished the best year in their 20-year history.
So has America.
Well, next year's going to be better. This is how we win.
Because of tax reform, they are handing out raises, hiring an additional 14 people, and expanding into the building next door. Good feeling.
You know, even the California Democrats that I spoke to when I was out there liked the tax cuts.
Corey Adams is also with us tonight. Corey is an all-American worker. He supported himself through high school, lost his job during the 2008 recession, and was later hired by Staub, where he trained to become a welder. Like many hardworking Americans, Corey plans to invest his tax cut raise into his new home and his two daughters' education. Corey, please stand.
But the Dems don't like seeing a successful black man. It's not under their thumb.
This is brilliant what Trump has done so far.
Yeah.
And he's a great welder. I was told that by the man that owns that company that's doing so well. So congratulations, Corey. Since we passed tax cuts, roughly 3 million workers have already gotten tax cut bonuses, many of them thousands and thousands of dollars per worker, and it's getting more every month, every week. Apple has just announced it plans to invest a total of $350 billion in America and hire another 20,000 workers.
Just incredible, and we've had those people call into the War Room show and talk about that. Now let's go to President Trump talking about the FDA regulations that he's been slashing.
Exciting progress is happening every single day. To speed access to breakthrough cures and affordable generic drugs, last year the FDA approved more new and generic drugs and medical devices than ever before in our country's history. We also believe that patients with terminal conditions and terminal illness should have access to experimental treatment immediately that could potentially save their lives. People who are terminally ill should not have to go from country to country to seek a cure. I want to give them a chance right here at home. It's time for Congress to give these wonderful, incredible Americans the right to try.
Notice how Trump is only applauding towards the Republicans now because the Democrats haven't stood to applaud for anything yet. Not even terminally ill Americans getting experimental treatment will they applaud for.
One of my greatest priorities is to reduce the price of prescription drugs.
He signals to the Democrats, will you please stand for once?
He could literally say, I plan to make everyone super rich and super healthy and the perfect, and they wouldn't clap.
Cost far less than what we pay in the United States, and it's very, very unfair. That is why I've directed my administration to make fixing the injustice of high drug prices one of my top priorities for the year. And prices will come down substantially. Watch.
America, well, the pharmaceutical lobby's not happy.
On decades of unfair trade deals that sacrificed our prosperity and shipped away our companies, our jobs, and our...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, YouTube is trying to silence the war room now, but we're just going to get bigger now because of it. President Trump's highlights from the State of the Union continue on the other side.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we're playing all these clips. We're getting right to it. Highlights from Trump's State of the Union address that was all about America first, America being a great family, all people here being patriots that have an American dream, fully triggered the Democrats, fully triggered the radical left. Here's Trump talking about manufacturing returning to America.
So tonight I call on Congress to empower every cabinet secretary with the authority to reward good workers and to remove federal employees who undermine the public trust or fail the American people.
Drain the swamp. Think of the Democrats sitting down. You know that that's them.
In our drive to make Washington accountable, we have eliminated more regulations in our first year than any administration in the history of our country. We have ended the war on American energy, and we have ended the war on beautiful, clean coal.
Which Obama started, that war on energy. Totally started it. If you're going to put a coal plant up, you're going to go bankrupt.
We are now very proudly an exporter of energy to the world.
You know, climate alarmists are probably freaking out hearing this, but they don't realize.
I halted government mandates that crippled America's great, beautiful auto workers so that we can get Motor City revving its engines again, and that's what's happening.
And that means more jobs for unemployed millennials. They can get their butts out of mom's basement and take off their Antifa mask.
Many car companies are now building and expanding plants in the United States, something we haven't seen for decades. Chrysler is moving a major plant from Mexico to Michigan. Toyota and Mazda are opening up a plant in Alabama, a big one, and we haven't seen this in a long time. It's all coming back.
So there you go. And now President Trump wants to do something about the infrastructure. Are you sick of driving on roads that resemble a hole? Well, Trump wants to do something about it.
As we rebuild our industries, it is also time to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure.
Again, Trump signals to the Democrats, will you please stand one time for America? I wish the camera would show us if they stood or not. I don't know.
America is a nation of builders. We built the Empire State Building in just 1 year. Isn't it a disgrace
that it can now take 10 years just to get a minor permit approved for the building of a simple road.
There are stories abound about that in Austin. Can't get a highway made or overpass made without...
I am asking both parties to come together to give us safe, fast, reliable, and modern infrastructure that our economy needs and our people deserve. Tonight I'm calling on Congress to produce a bill that generates at least $1.5 trillion for the new infrastructure investment that our country so desperately needs. Every federal dollar should be leveraged by partnering with state and local governments and, where appropriate, tapping into private sector investment to permanently fix the infrastructure deficit, and we can do it.
Democrats do not want to fill your potholes.
Any bill must also streamline the permitting and approval process, getting it down to no more than 2 years and perhaps even one. Together, we can reclaim our great building heritage.
So there you go. Trump signaling, let's rebuild the infrastructure. Let's get the roads, new airports, all this stuff. $1.5 trillion. I think that everybody should be able to get behind that. I know for certain I'm sick of driving on a pothole every mile that could pop a tire or damage my axles. Now, here's President Trump. You know, the Democrats freak out over non-citizens and they call them dreamers, but what about the Americans that have dreams too?
Tonight I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other criminal gangs to break into our country. We have proposed new legislation that will fix our immigration laws and support our ICE and Border Patrol agents. These are great people. These are great, great people that work so hard in the midst of such danger so that this can never happen again.
Now, the Democrats don't want to stand for that because they know they're to blame. The Democrats don't want to support those victims' families because they know they're partially to blame because of their open border policies.
The United States is a compassionate nation. We are proud that we do more than any other country anywhere in the world to help the needy, the struggling, and the underprivileged all over the world. But as President of the United States, my highest loyalty, my greatest compassion, my constant concern is for America's children, America's struggling workers, and America's forgotten communities. I want our youth to grow up, to achieve great things. I want our poor to have their chance to rise. So tonight I am extending an open hand to work with members of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to protect our citizens of every background, color, religion, and creed. My duty and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream, because Americans are dreamers too.
That's right. All like those homeless people in California, they're
dreamers.
And
as President Trump said, there's never been a better time to fulfill the American dream than right now. On the other side of this break, more clips from Trump's State of the Union, including what may be the most revealing moment of the night on the other side.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round.
All right, let's plow right through the rest of these excerpts from last night's State of the Union address. This is President Trump. This is probably the most revealing moment of the night. When President Trump brings up victims of MS-13 gang violence in, well, you know what? I'm not even going to sit here and do the identity politics. American, young Americans killed in the streets from MS-13 violence because of Democrat policies. Here's President Trump bringing them to the State of the Union. Watch how the Democrats respond.
Let's open great vocational schools.
so our future workers can learn a craft and realize their full potential.
If you look at freshman college dropout rates, not everybody needs to be going to college.
And support working families by supporting paid family leave.
And many of these unemployed college millennials need actual jobs to pay off their loans.
As America regains its strength, opportunity must be extended to all citizens. That is why this year we will embark on reforming our prisons to help former inmates who have served their time get a second chance at life.
Now the Democrats have to stand for this one.
Yeah.
Come on, show us a shot of the crowd here, C-SPAN.
They like people in prison.
It looks like some of them stood for that. Okay. Stood for the criminals.
Struggling communities, especially immigrant communities, will also be helped by immigration policies that focus on the best interests of American workers and American families. For decades, open borders have allowed drugs and gangs to pour into our most vulnerable communities. They've allowed millions of low-wage workers to compete for jobs and wages against the poorest Americans. Most tragically, they have caused the loss of many innocent lives. Here tonight are two fathers and two mothers, Evelyn Rodriguez, Freddie Cuevas, Elizabeth Alvarado, and Robert Mickens. Their two teenage daughters, Kayla Cuevas and Nisa Mickens, were close friends on Long Island. But in September 2016, on the eve of Nisa's 16th birthday, such a happy time it should have been, neither of them came home. These two precious girls were brutally murdered while walking together in their hometown. Six members of the Savage MS-13 gang have been charged with Kayla and Nisa's murders. Many of these gang members took advantage of glaring loopholes in our laws to enter the country as illegal, unaccompanied, alien minors and wound up in Kayla and Nisa's high school. Evelyn, Elizabeth, Freddie, and Robert, tonight everyone in this chamber is praying for you. Everyone in America is grieving for you. Please stand. Thank you very much.
Horrible that is to lose a child in such a senseless way.
That's tough stuff right there.
And something that probably could have been
tough stuff to think about, tough stuff to watch. But Trump is addressing the issues that cause events like that to happen. Open borders, chain migration, bad vetting practices. It just doesn't work, folks. And even when President Trump humanizes these stories and brings it to real life, the Democrats still virtue signal and put non-citizens over Americans every day. That's what they do. Now here's President Trump talking about his new immigration plan to try to stop violent people from coming to our country.
Over the next few weeks, the House and Senate will be voting on an immigration reform package. In recent months, my administration has met extensively with both Democrats and Republicans to craft a bipartisan approach to immigration reform. Based on these discussions, we presented Congress with a detailed proposal that should be supported by both parties as a fair compromise, one where nobody gets everything they want, but where our country gets the critical reforms it needs and must have.
Here are the four pillars of our plan. The first pillar of our framework generously offers a path to citizenship for 1.8 million illegal immigrants who were brought here by their parents at a young age. That covers almost three times more people than the previous administration covered. Under our plan, those who meet education and work requirements and show good moral character will be able to become full citizens of the United States over a 12-year period. The second pillar fully secures the border. That means building a great wall on the southern border, and it means hiring more heroes like CJ to keep our communities safe. Crucially, our plan closes the terrible loopholes exploited by criminals and terrorists to enter our country, and it finally ends the horrible and dangerous practice of catch and release. The third pillar ends the visa lottery, a program that randomly hands out green cards without any regard for skill, merit, or the safety of American people. Time to begin moving toward a merit-based immigration system, one that admits people who are skilled, who want to work, who will contribute to our society, and who will love and respect our country.
Well, Booker don't like that, does he? Oh, and there's Schmeltes right next to him, Ron Wyden. We don't want merit-based systems. That doesn't pass the smell test.
The final pillar protects the nuclear family by ending chain migration. Under the current broken system, a single immigrant can bring in virtually unlimited numbers of distant relatives. Under our plan, we focus on the immediate family by limiting sponsorships to spouses and minor children.
Well, you heard the Democrat response to that. As Trump talks about stopping chain migration, the Democrats all huff and puff and moan. I didn't realize this, though, last night at the time. Did you see that? When Trump says he's going to end catch and release, which is like, okay, duh, the Democrats were shaking their heads. Democrats literally want criminals on the streets, and Trump forced them to admit that by their actions last night at the State of the Union.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we've got two more clips to get to here before we move on to the media reaction to Trump's State of the Union last night. So let's get right to it. Here is Trump talking about rebuilding the United States nuclear arsenal.
And there's that baby.
Thank you, Ryan and Rebecca. As we rebuild America's strength and confidence at home, we are also restoring our strength and standing abroad. Around the world, we face rogue regimes, terrorist groups, and rivals like China and Russia that challenge our interests, our economy, and our values. In confronting these horrible dangers, we know that weakness is the surest path to conflict, and unmatched power is the surest means to our true and great defense. For this reason, I am asking Congress to end the dangerous defense sequester and fully fund our great military.
As part of our defense, we must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it, but making it so strong and so powerful that it will deter any acts of aggression by any other nation or anyone else. Perhaps someday in the future there will be a magical moment when the countries of the world will get together to eliminate their nuclear weapons. Unfortunately, we are not there yet, sadly. Last year, I also pledged that we would work with our allies to extinguish ISIS from the face of the earth. 1 year later, I am proud to report that the coalition to defeat ISIS has liberated very close to 100% of the territory just recently held by these killers in Iraq and in Syria and in other locations as well.
Now get ready for this next point as he is about to separate his policies, his foreign policies from the policies of Obama and Bush. This will be key. All right. Actually, we move on from that clip now and we go to Trump saying what he said many times on the campaign, that he is going to return the United States of America to the people.
Sung Ho's story is a testament to the yearning of every human soul to live in freedom. It was that same yearning for freedom that nearly 250 years ago gave birth to a special place called America. It was a small cluster of colonies caught between a great ocean and a vast wilderness. It was home to an incredible people with a revolutionary idea that they could rule themselves, that they could chart their own destiny, and that together they could light up the entire world. That is what our country has always been about. That is what Americans have always stood for, always strived for, and always done. Atop the dome of this Capitol stands the Statue of Freedom. She stands tall and dignified among the monuments to our ancestors who fought and lived and died to protect her. Monuments to Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln and King. Memorials to the heroes of Yorktown and Saratoga. To young Americans who shed their blood on the shores of Normandy and the fields beyond, and others who went down in the waters of the Pacific and the skies all over Asia. And freedom stands tall over one more monument, this one, this Capitol, this living monument. This is the monument to the American people.
The Dems, they might start standing. Look at that.
A USA chant breaks out, and the Democrats leave. There's Democrats walking out as the USA chant starts.
We're a people whose heroes live not only in the past, but all around us. Defending hope, pride, and defending the American way. They work in every trade. They sacrifice to raise a family. They care for our children at home. They defend our flag abroad. And they are strong moms and brave kids.
They are firefighters and police officers and border agents, medics and Marines. But above all else, they are Americans. And this capital, this city, this nation belongs entirely to them. Our task is to respect them, to listen to them, to serve them, to protect them, and to always be worthy of them. Americans fill the world with art and music. They push the bounds of science and discovery, and they forever remind us of what we should never, ever forget. The people dreamed this country. The people built this country. And it's the people who are making America great again.
Oh, did he just end with a MAGA?
Amazing. He's been speaking for about an hour and 20 minutes now. He wants to make America great again, and he wants we the people to do it, and the Democrats sit for that. So there you go. There are the highlights from President Trump's first State of the Union address. Absolutely incredible, inspiring, tear-jerking, emotional, spirited, patriotic. He invokes God. I mean, that is just about as good as it gets. The only thing he didn't do was attack his enemies in the deep state and the mainstream media. Isn't that what they want him to be, presidential? No, he cannot win with these people. Now, before we move on, to the third hour, where we're going to be playing all of the media reactions to the State of the Union that are honestly just mind-boggling that people would even respond this way. But first, let's play a couple more clips from the night. First, actually, let's go to clip 18, guys. This is an amazing clip where Trump, I forget what he says in this moment, and you've got a Democrat who's about to stand and cheer, and then Chuck Schumer beams over at him, and he sits back down, intimidated. Roll that clip. So there he's about to stand. He's about to stand. Oh, doesn't sit. Here, roll it again from the top. Watch Chuck Schumer. So Chuck Schumer is on the far side of the aisle. This, I don't know who this Democrat is. He starts to cheer. Who is it? Joe Manchin. Okay, thank you. Yeah, Joe Manchin, who he said some pretty outrageous stuff about Trump, but he said some stuff that's not as bad either. But so Joe Manchin is about to stand up and cheer for a pro-America speech. Chuck Schumer gleams over, and Manchin has to sit back down. Roll it one more time. Oh, yeah. He starts clapping. Chuck Schumer hears him clapping and is like, who dare clap in my aisle for Trump? And he looks over. He's about to stand up. And then Chuck Schumer gleams at him, the rat, and he just sits back down. Now, here's Trump after the State of the Union, caught on a hot mic, saying he's going to release the memo.
Let's release the memo. Oh, don't worry. 100%.
Oh, Mr. President. I believe that's Congressman Duncan says, are you going to release the memo? President Trump says, don't worry. 100%. Uh-oh. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton running around. Cornered rats. Don't know what to do.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
So President Trump absolutely dominates with his first State of the Union address. I don't know. Is Maxine Waters going to speak tonight? I don't know. I think maybe she had a health hiccup last night or something. She ends up not doing her rebuttal on BET. But we did get a rebuttal from Joe Kennedy, who became the next victim of Spitgate. Here's John Bowne breaking down that rebuttal.
With a year of the Trump presidency behind us, President Trump pressed on to the Capitol to address a divided House, lying in wait, Democrats with closed ears and minds, unwilling to share in the progress made on the economy and to negotiate on what lies ahead.
Tonight, I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people. This is really the key. These are the people we were elected to serve.
Even Bobby Kennedy's grandson, Joe Kennedy III, ripped into the speech, drooling all over himself in the process.
We all feel the fractured fault lines across our country. We hear the voices of Americans who are forgotten and feel forsaken. Russia, knee-deep in our democracy. A Justice Department rolling back civil rights by the day. Hatred and supremacy proudly marching in our streets. And this nagging, sinking feeling, no matter your political beliefs, that this is not right. This is not who we are.
Great speech, and my only disappointment was to see the partisan divide on the floor.
The speech was filled with nothing but one misrepresentation after the next. He misrepresented the reality as it relates to the economy and job creation. Barack Obama, during 8 years, created 14 million plus private sector jobs. And the notion that this economic turnaround has begun in the last year is just a fiction.
Nothing was said to fix the pain, to repair the homes, to help the elderly, the disabled, and I thought that was a great disappointment. I don't think the president understands the role of government.
Yeah, most of the growth occurred under President Obama.
I talked to a dreamer today. Came here when she was 6 months old. She's a college student. And you're minimizing that. And then to be so focused on this M16 or this illegal immigrant gang that he speaks of, spoke nothing about crime in America, about his commitment to America first. What about fighting the crime that's in our streets that's not by immigrants?
Example, he's indicating that certain countries in Africa are S-hole countries or S-house. I don't know why someone concluded that one of those would be better than the other. But tweeting that, and at a point where they're having a dialogue on immigration, it could lead one to believe that they were creating creating a race-based immigration policy masquerading as a merit-based policy.
I will not be attending the President's State of the Union this evening
because I know so much about this president, and that he's been documented to have told 2,001 lies in 1 year's serving.
And the president is saying he's touting these record low unemployment rates, particularly among African Americans. It's 6.8% in December. That's historically low. Congresswoman, I remember a point when you were critical of President Obama for not doing enough for black unemployment. What do you make of that number?
Well, let me just say this. First of all, this president takes credit for everything. As a matter of fact, he goes so far as to take credit for getting North Korea and South Korea together when they actually got together around the Olympics. And so, yes, the employment rates have been steadily coming down, but still we are double the white rate.
With another shutdown looming around the corner, thanks to the CR bills plaguing the Hill and the midterm elections drawing nearer, the Democrats displayed a self-righteous, childish presentation, clearly putting their jobs at risk as America moves on from the shadow of their indifference. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Oh, and don't worry, we're going to show you how fake Obama taking credit for any of this actually is on the other side.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
All right, we are into the third and final hour here of the War Room today. I've got a bunch of news I'm not sure I'll get to because I got a bunch of clips I want to get to. But here's what we're going to do. Because President Trump delivered a great State of the Union last night, and the response to this from the Democrats and the left and the Trump haters was really revealing. Now, Drudge Report summarizes it quite eloquently with his headlines. Guys, I don't know if this is still the Drudge Report, so if you want to do a screenshot or go to the Drudge Report, I don't really care. But this is where the Drudge Report was at about 2 o'clock when I sat down at the desk today. Pelosi frowns at call for working together. Gutierrez, triggered by USA chants, flees House chamber. Black Democrats' stone-faced reaction to news of low black unemployment. Melania, CNN claims Melania wears white to protest her husband. ABC News calls it divisive, gloomy, sad. MSNBC triggered by the word family. Washington Post changes newspaper headline over liberal backlash. It goes on and on and on. Trump says we 129 times, unlike Obama, who said me and I almost every sentence. The ACLU complains Trump used word America more than 80 times. Oh, I guess he should have been like Obama and said me and I more than 80 times. And then you have Bernie Sanders giving his response, and the socialist communist broadcast breaks down just like socialism and communism does every time. And then, of course, the main story was that according to a CBS poll, 75% of those that watched the speech, according to that poll, approved of it. And it was, perhaps, I haven't seen the numbers yet, I haven't looked into this yet, but I would guess that was probably the most watched State of the Union in the history of the United States. Again, I don't have the numbers on that, but that would be my bet. Now,
This is how Wolf Blitzer, guys, clip six, Wolf Blitzer tries to dismiss the fact that people are approving of that powerful speech last night.
Welcome back. We're now getting the first results of our instant poll of people who actually watched the president's speech. David
and this is a CNN poll. So it's a fake poll.
And give us the explanation that this is not necessarily a national poll.
Well, it's not. It's not representative of the country overall. It is a poll of people
it's of your brainwashed audience.
A State of the Union address, fans of the person giving it. So it is definitely an audience that skews a little bit.
No, pause it right there. Actually, we've got an amazing video of a bunch of liberals that got together for a watch party to watch the speech. You won't believe what happened in that. We'll have that video later. Go back to CNN.
Than Democrats in the Obama years, it was the reverse. Here's what we found out. 48% of those who watched the speech tonight had a very positive reaction to the speech. 22% somewhat positive. 29% negative. Last year when the president gave a speech, that 48% was 57%. So he did a little worse this year than
according
last year,
to but still obviously your poll.
A very positive reaction from watchers. How about, will his policies move the country in the right direction or the wrong direction? 62% of speech watchers tonight say that Donald Trump's policies as laid out
that's
tonight
gotta hurt.
Will move the country in the right direction.
That's got to hurt. Even CNN polls now are reflecting positively on President Trump. Ouch, CNN, that has to hurt.
But let's go to Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper says Trump doesn't understand how offensive his speech is. Go ahead and roll Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper, clip five, Jake Tapper.
What you saw tonight was President Trump, I think, and with one hand reaching out his hand to Democrats, and with the other hand holding up a fist. And this is almost the conundrum of Donald Trump. In addition to more traditional Republican positions, such as tax cuts, talking about strong borders, etc., there is in his Trump Republicanism, nationalism, populism, whatever you want to call it, room for Democrats to work with him. He talked about changing trade deals. He talked about lowering the cost of prescription drugs, spending money on infrastructure, paid family leave, prison reform, the path to
citizenship. This all sounds great.
There is that there.
Yeah, this is all great.
I think President Trump doesn't quite necessarily understand just how offensive many Democrats in that chamber are going to find some of the things he proposed.
Oh, okay, so pause it right there. So because you've got a bunch of partisan babies in Arrested Development that hate America and are so clouded with rage and denial over the results of the last election, President Trump has to curtail everything he says to these people. That's what Jake Tapper wants.
President Trump, you've offended me. Why won't you change your speech, President Trump? You've offended me, Jake Tapper.
So, yeah, President Trump needs to change his rhetoric as to not offend the Tweety Bird Jake Tappers of the world. Give me a break. Go back to this.
In terms of there are Americans who are dreamers too, et cetera. Some of the immigration. Turn off a lot of people in that chamber.
Well, I want to echo something that Jake said, because on the one hand,
pull him down. That's enough of that one. So he just admitted it. He goes, saying Americans are dreamers too offends the Democrats in the chamber. Why? Why does that offend them? Why do they put non-citizens over Americans? Why? Well, we know the answer. They can't win with American votes. They can't win with legal voting. So when Americans won't vote for them, they import desperate people who need government welfare to come to this country and to vote for the Democrats. That speech was so brilliant from President Trump. He has trolled the liberal media and the Democrats to exposing who they really are again. President Trump says America first, they sit. President Trump touts the lowest recorded numbers ever of black unemployment, they pout. Trump says Americans are dreamers too, Jake Tapper admits that's offensive to Democrats. Wow. Now, again, CNN proven completely wrong. We played the clip a second ago, the CNN guy. Well, you have to keep in mind that the only people that are watching the State of the Union are the people that actually like Trump. No, wrong again. Here's a video of a liberal watch party literally throwing things at the television as they watch the State of the Union. All right, so we don't have the audio. Oh! So here they are. Oh, my gosh. I actually haven't seen this. They're throwing shoes. They're throwing drinks. Look at this. Oh, my. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. This is real. They're booing. They're hissing. They're throwing shoes at the TV. They're doing damage to whatever property, whose ever property that is. They're destroying that property. There's all the shoes they threw. Look at that maniac. Can you rewind it, please? Hold on. Just go back to this guy. Okay. All right, so just keep it rolling. Watch that guy. See, I'm telling you, folks, this is amazing. They're getting a kick out of yelling at Trump Tower. They get a rise out of yelling at inanimate objects. They get a rise out of yelling at a robot that resembles Trump at Disney World. They get a rise out of that. They get a rise out of throwing a shoe. Look at this man. You can see it. He throws it, and then he's like, it's like the highest he's ever been. He gets high off of throwing a flip-flop, a shoe, at a projected image of President Trump's State of the Union. There he is. Look at him. And then he smiles like, I did it. Ooh, I'm so bad. I'm so cool. I'm such a rebel. Did you see what I did? I threw a flip-flop at a television. Ah. Ah. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, wow. What do you say about these people at this point? How do you explain a group of individuals that get a rise out of yelling at inanimate objects that they pretend are Donald Trump, or they go out and they take down Confederate statues and they pull down the Confederate statue, and then they're like jumping up and down around it like it's Lord of the Flies, kicking the statue, spitting on the statue. Hey, bro, that's an inanimate object, dude. Hey, buddy, do you realize you just threw your flip-flop at a projected image? What is wrong with these people? Trump derangement syndrome is real, and liberalism is a mental disorder, and Trump has fully exposed this. It's brilliant.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
How do you explain Joe Kennedy giving the Democrat rebuttal last night and having some weird problem with spittle or chapstick, or nobody really knows what the deal was? But it's funny because it was just a week ago where we dealt with another foaming at the mouth liberal who couldn't stop spitting on us. Here's a little video compilation of the Dem spitters.
Like a rabid dog.
Foam at the mouth because people like you are f***ing pigs and you're everything that's wrong with America.
Oh my. F***ing
pigs?
Oh.
Fuck you. Fuck your followers. Fuck your followers. Fuck all you Zion pigs. Fuck all you racist pigs. Fuck all you pieces of shit.
This is a difficult task. Many have spent the last year.
What is wrong with that guy? You're sad.
You're fucking sad. Look at you. Look at you, you piece of shit. You can't even tell me the definition of a fucking word. You uneducated motherfucker. I got a degree in fucking engineering. I got an engineer.
No, you don't.
Right here.
No, you don't.
No.
That is our story.
What a creepy looking dude. Yeah. So the Democrats, for some reason, are literally foaming at the mouth now. And there's the job of the hut. The whole crew was cringing over that one. It's so funny, though, because meme magic is real. And immediately after Joe Kennedy's speech, you get the meme of Philip J. Fry foaming at the mouth from Futurama, who also has red hair and kind of looks like Joe Kennedy. So that's the meme magic of the day. But let's get back to the media responding. Let's go to clip 8. And this is Louis Gutierrez fleeing the scene when the Republicans in the chamber start chanting USA.
This Capitol, this living monument, this is the monument to the American people.
Republicans stand. They start chanting USA. And whoop, there goes. There goes Louis. Bye, Louis Gutierrez, you anti-American scum. They can't even stand and chant USA, folks. Doesn't that just tell you everything you need to know about these people? You think they have your best interests in mind, huh? Are you an American citizen? They don't. They don't. Do you have... See, that's the amazing thing to me. I have so many friends, and they're not even that politically inclined, but they love America. They're patriots. They love the flag. They love the country. But then they hate Trump. And I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. And here I am in the middle of the Twilight Zone, where they are going to be on the side of the very people that won't chant USA and will run out of the chamber when people are chanting USA because they hate America that much. They will never put American citizens first because they know American citizens will never vote them into office. So they bring in non-Americans to vote, or they have dead people vote, whatever it takes. They don't want voter IDs. That's why the Democrats have now been exposed as the anti-American party. And I'm not a Republican honk. Trust me, never been a Republican, never liked a Republican, but it's not the Republicans of old. It's not the GOP of our fathers. It is the Trump party now. It is the America First party now. And that is the truth. So it's almost Republican in name only, but in a different way now. Like, the Republicans have already become part of the one party system, the Democrats and Republicans, one party. Now the Republicans are going the other way, and it's Trump's party, which is nationalism, America first, American citizens first, and proud to be an American. So there's just another example of the Democrats hating America and just showing it to you right to your face. So just know who you support when you support the Democrats like Louis Gutierrez. Now here is the Democrats booing the victims, booing the parents of Evelyn Rodriguez and Freddie Cuevas and Elizabeth Alvarado and Robert Mickens, whose teenage daughters were killed by MS-13 gang members in 2016. Trump tries to explain to the American public, here's why we need a strong border. Here's why we need immigration reform. Americans are being killed, innocent children in this country. He calls that out during the State of the Union, and watch how the Democrats respond.
For decades, open borders have allowed drugs and gangs to pour into our most vulnerable communities.
You hear that? They're moaning already.
They've allowed millions of low-wage workers to compete for jobs and wages against the poorest Americans. Most tragically, they have caused the loss of many innocent lives. Here tonight are two
Listen
fathers
to him booing.
And two mothers, Evelyn Rodriguez,
wow,
Freddie Cuevas, Elizabeth Alvarado, and Robert Mickens. Their two teenage daughters, Kayla Cuevas and Nisa Mickens, were close friends on Long Island. But in September 2016, on the eve of Nisa's 16th birthday, such a happy time it should have been, neither of them came home. These two precious girls were brutally murdered while walking together in their hometown. Six members of the savage MS-13 gang have been charged with Kayla and Nisa's murders. Many of these gang members took advantage of glaring loopholes in our laws to enter the country as illegal, unaccompanied alien minors, and wound up in Kayla and Nisa's high school. Evelyn, Elizabeth, Freddie, and Robert, tonight everyone in this chamber is praying for you. Everyone in America is grieving for you. Please stand. Thank you very much.
Except the Democrats, who booed and who didn't even want to stand to honor the victims' families. Now, I actually don't have this clip on me. Let me know if you guys get this clip, because I want to play it right now. Joy Reid actually said something on air last night that she didn't even realize how honest it was, and she didn't even realize how exposing it was of her own network. And here's the story on Fox News. Joy Reid said, why does Trump talk about MS-13? Nobody's heard of MS-13. The only people who know about MS-13 are Fox News viewers. Do you realize what Joy just admitted? When Joy Reid says that, she's telling you something. She doesn't even realize how honest she's being. She just admitted that her audience is uninformed. She just admitted that MSNBC's audience is uninformed. She just admitted that Fox News informs their audience and that MSNBC does not. That's what she admits. That's what she admitted. We're going to try to get that clip on the other side because it's really powerful. Joy Reid admits MSNBC keeps its audience in the dark. Joy Reid admits MSNBC keeps its audience uninformed. MSNBC admits it does not keep its audience in the know about current events. And then they sit here and virtue signal over it like, well, we don't tell you it exists, so how dare Trump talk about it?
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Came home. These two precious girls were brutally murdered while walking together in their hometown. Six members of the Savage MS-13 gang have been charged with Kayla and Niece's murders. Many of these gang members took advantage of glaring loopholes in our laws to enter the country as illegal, unaccompanied, alien minors.
So there's President Trump after the Democrats boo him talking about non-citizens coming here and murdering people and bringing drugs in. The Democrats booed President Trump bringing that up because those are the Democrat constituents. Then he mentions how MS-13 gang members murdered two innocent American children. And then we go to Joy Reid, who doesn't realize how honest she actually was with this clip.
The defining issue of the Trump administration thus far is how he got into office. It consumes Donald Trump's time. It is an obsession, if you believe all of the reporting in the Michael Wolff book, and even not beyond the Michael Wolff book. He spends his time complaining
about
the
book.
Prosecutors who are investigating Russian interference, conspiring to fire them, thinking about them, obsessing about them, and then he gives a speech.
Everything she just said is fake.
It makes it sound like the biggest issue in the United States, the biggest threat is MS-13, a gang no buddy that doesn't watch Fox News has ever heard of. So it makes it sound like they're the biggest threat.
Why is he doing?
Because he...
Pause it right there. That's it. Bring it down. That's all you needed to hear. She just admitted it. You just heard it from Joy Reid. If you watch MSNBC, you don't know who MS-13 is because we don't tell you. See, here at MSNBC, we keep our audience in the dark. Here at MSNBC, we keep our audience misinformed, uninformed, deceived, and confused. Just look at Rachel Maddow. She's very confused herself. Look at Joe Scarborough, Psycho Joe in the morning. We got a clip of him. These people are totally off their rocker. So, I mean, she doesn't realize how honest she is. So there you go. You just heard it from MSNBC's own mouth. They keep you misinformed. They keep you uninformed, and she thinks she's doing herself some favors. She's like, nobody's heard of MS-13 unless they watch Fox News. Oh, you just admitted Fox News is better than you. You just admitted Fox News keeps their audience informed, and MSNBC does not. So the new trend, the new hashtag, we already had CNN as ISIS. Now MSNBC is MS-13. MSNBC is MS-13. MSNBC is MS-13, and Joy Reid admits she makes sure her audience is uninformed. Now, let's go to Van Jones lying to you more about President Trump.
Platform the American people tonight. I don't think he did enough to use the leverage.
So, let me just say, master salesperson, used all of those stories really well. He was selling.
Use the stories. Pause it right there. He takes real American heroes. He takes real victims. He takes real Americans. He takes real stories. He humanizes the issues. And then Van Jones says he's using these people. See, it's just like all the people I saw on Twitter saying, oh, yeah, how dare Trump bring up these token black people? How dare Trump bring up these token women? You know how insulting that is? Do you not think that those people can think for themselves? Do you not think for one second that those people can consciously decide for themselves, I want to be part of this revolution. I want to be part of the Trump team. I want to be part of making America great again. I want to be part of awakening America. No, these people are so obsessed with being authoritarian control freaks that they say, how dare President Trump bring up a token black person? A token black person. How about an individual who chooses for themselves to go be at that event? That's what it was. But it's sad because they can never admit that because they think they're in control of every minority and every identity out there. No, you're not. There's only one identity that we care about now, and that's being an American citizen and a human and taking you down with your fake news, anti-American rhetoric. Van Jones, finish the clip.
With poison in it. What he said about those young people, he implied, and he did it deliberately, that dreamers are gang members. And when you look at the numbers.
No, he didn't.
Facts matter. Facts matter.
No, he didn't.
That some dreamers are gang members.
No,
boom. Exactly. And that's right. You've had DACA recipients murder people. You've had DACA recipients rape people. And even though that's not what Trump said in his speech, Van Jones knows it's true. And so then he says it and acts like it's not true. The spin that these people, I mean, oh my gosh, I don't know how these people sleep at night. I don't sleep at night because, like QAnon says, those who know can't sleep. Oh, man, I'm getting fired up now. Okay, let's now go to Frank Luntz on with Psycho Joe and Crazy Mika. Frank Luntz, who is not a Trump supporter and is actually very anti-Trump, but at least he's a realist. Check out this clip.
Right. So, Frank, you have been critical of the president and certainly the language that he's used over the past couple of months. You mentioned that last night in a tweet, but it's also the case. I've followed you and you've been critical at times. But you said last night you had one word for the speech and it was wow. Tell us.
Come on, Frank.
I'm expecting it. Tell us why. We are just as shocked.
Tell us, Frank.
As you were at the president's speech. Wow.
I had a chance to be in the hall and I chose not to. Because yeah. I was not optimistic. And I tend to come from that side of the political aisle, but I've been very frustrated about the language. And okay. I listened word for word to what he said yesterday, and I am shocked, even here, at how negative the response is. The first criticism is that he read from a teleprompter. Well, what president hasn't read from a teleprompter?
Well, nobody.
And pause it right there. Trump used to give hour-long speeches on his campaign where he didn't even care about the teleprompter. The teleprompter would break and he'd be like, good, shut it down. In fact, there was one time he took the teleprompters out himself. Go back.
You said response here. We weren't critical of him reading from the teleprompter.
No, the response.
Look, where were you
that you're getting on Twitter?
Blanked. Well, we don't listen to Twitter. So anyway.
Okay, second is that he offered an agreement on immigration that is actually achievable.
Right.
And I'm wondering whether the Democrats will now come forward and make the agreement.
Nope. Third, they already rejected it.
He gave specifics about the economy and how it's changed over the last 12 months, specific numbers. And the Democrats did not applaud the fact that we have better employment numbers, that people have higher wages, that companies are
investing
in the
country. Just facts.
Taking credit for all of that. And I think they found that insulting since he can't for much of it.
Things, and Barack Obama does deserve credit. But, but
oh,
why
really?
Is it that everything he says drives the left nuts?
And that's key. That's the truth of it. The left is so deranged right now. Anything Trump does or says drive him crazy, even if he cured cancer and taught us all how to fly using our mind. But notice what they do. I'm telling you, they're trying to revive Obama right now. Well, this is Obama's economy. Obama deserves credit. Really? Guys, let's go to clip 17. Does Obama really deserve credit?
Because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says,
really?
Like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for.
Donald Trump.
That he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, I'm going to negotiate
can't
a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is, he doesn't have an answer.
So, you have all of these people with Trump's accomplishments in the economy, the jobs growth, the manufacturing back, the wage growth, the bonuses, the manufacturing coming back, the repatriation of all these funds, the stock market
records. The PR moves. The PR moves.
But what are they saying? They're saying that this was Obama's fault. They're giving Obama credit for this. But wait a second. It was Barack Obama that didn't believe any of this was possible.
You're going to wave a magic wand?
Exactly.
That's
it was Barack Obama that said, what does Trump have, a magic wand? So how are you giving Barack Obama credit for Trump's accomplishments when Barack Obama didn't even think it was possible? So just remember that before you want to credit Obama with the great economy that we've seen in the last year. Just remember that Obama didn't even think it was possible and thought it took a magic wand. So no, this is not Obama's economy. You're wrong again.
How exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
Who was that genius savant that pointed that out last night during the State of the Union? That young man was right on. We need more of him.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we've had laser focus on Trump's State of the Union and the media response. We've got a couple more clips to get to, but I got to hit this news blitz because there is other big breaking news today. Of course, the train crash just outside of Charlottesville. That's right, Charlottesville. I know you've heard of that before. Other nefarious activities have gone down. We'll leave it at that. One dead in accident involving train carrying GOP members of Congress. Now, I'm just going to tell you of what I know about this from my last bit of research, which was before I came on air. So I'm sure there have been developments. So my understanding is the one person that died was an individual that was in the, I guess, dump truck or whatever it was that blocked the rail, that was on the rail. And apparently there were two other individuals in that truck at the time. One of them died. The other two are still alive. So we put out a poll. What do you think happened with the train crash? Was this an accident and a tragedy, or was this intentional and terrorism? We've got about 3,000 votes. I think, and call me a conspiracy theorist, but what are the odds that this is truly an accident? You've already had Republican members of Congress shot at. You've already had now Antifa and leftist terrorists admit they want to try to derail trains, and now you have this the day after Trump's State of the Union address? Come on, folks. Come on. Let's not be dumb now. But then this, from Jamie White at Infowars.com, CNN distances itself from contributor who celebrated the deadly GOP train crash. That's right. Just like Trump has forced the left and the Democrats to show their true colors of hating America, hating the American people, hating the truth, hating you, now they're celebrating terrorist attacks, if that's what it was, or a tragedy. Either way, they're celebrating it. And that's what you get from the left. A train crashed and someone died? What, there were Republicans on board? Good. Good then. And so even CNN is like, okay, Jonathan Tessini, you're done. A Democrat strategist celebrating a tragedy or a potential terrorist attack that could have resulted in more Republicans dying. Folks, I'm telling you, man, they're going full bore. And it is only by God's grace that President Trump didn't get his motorcade limo ran over when a car came flying off the side of the road and then broke down before it got into the road. Don't forget about that. Don't forget about the fact that there was a man that went crazy and shot at Republicans on a baseball field. It was God's grace that no one died then. And now today with this train crash, again, God's grace is keeping us from losing to these Democrats. Yeah, that's right. Rand Paul gets beat up. I mean, the list just goes on and on. I can't even think about it. How about all of the times Trump supporters get beaten in the streets? And I mean, thank God they're not dead. These people want blood. Anyway, there was a bunch of inspirational stories about doctors that were on this train that were giving CPR and medical attention immediately after the car crash. And it made me look into something. There are 15 physicians, 15 doctors in the 115th Congress. 13 of them are Republican. Imagine my lack of shock that 13 of the 15 doctors in Congress are Republicans. Of course Democrats aren't doctors. These Democrats are career-long politicians. They're community organizers. They're socialists. They're bums. The Republicans, though, they're doctors. They're entrepreneurs. They're CEOs. They're businessmen. Democrats, slobs and bums. So I just wanted to point that out. And we're actually going to have a doctor on tomorrow who's running for Republican office against Ted Lieu, who's another member of the anti-Trump, anti-America Democrat Party. So that'll be a good interview for tomorrow. Now, let me crunch through this news before I run out of time to get to these clips. Huge story. No one's talking about it. This comes from KABC in Los Angeles. Human trafficking crackdown. Over 500 arrested and 56 rescued in California. A major sex trafficking operation gets shut down. Many arrested. This task force was established in November 2015. 948 suspects have been arrested in connection to human trafficking. And this is all continuing to go down with increased activity under the Trump administration. So a huge story there. Of course, that's right on the heels of the Turpin family that got caught having 13 kids tortured. The alleges of abuse are torture, lewd sex acts, having them in a dungeon, et cetera, et cetera. And then magically, this was actually crazy. Did you know that Gloria Allred was it? I'm pretty sure it was Gloria. Yeah, Gloria Allred ended up in Paris, California, just outside of L.A., where the Turpins lived when they got caught. Did you know that Gloria Allred ended up in Paris, California a couple days later, talking about black beauty projects being stowed away in a Walmart superstore? When I saw that Gloria Allred magically ends up in Paris, California, just a day after the Turpins get arrested, I would just had red flags flying, but we won't get into that. CDC Director Brenda Fitzgerald resigns. Again, as QAnon says, nothing is a coincidence. So you got all these people resigning, Planned Parenthood President Michael Schmidt, all these congressmen, CDC directors, FBI people. Yeah, it's not a coincidence, folks. IRS investigator arrested on attempted sex assault charges. It's being alleged that this man, among five men who was an investigator with the IRS, was attempting to make sexual arrangements with children. And then Trey Gowdy today announces he will not seek re-election and says he's going to be returning to the judicial system. To me, this is Trey Gowdy cashing in on all the great work he's done as a patriot in the Congress from South Carolina. I think he's either aligning himself to be the next attorney general or maybe making a huge leap to the Supreme Court to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So we're going to continue to monitor that. Now, let's get back to these clips. Let's quickly go to clip 14, showing you how elitist they are at MSNBC as MS-13.
I criticized him and always brought up an ABC poll that showed 53% of Americans thought Hillary Clinton should have been indicted. We didn't understand why Cheryl Mills was in the testimony. We didn't understand a lot of...
But it all comes back to Peter Stroke and Andrew McCabe there.
But that doesn't mean you blow up an investigation when they are hot on the trail of finding, of rooting out corruption in the executive branch.
Pause it right quick. That's exactly what they're trying to do with the real memo that's about to be released and expose the Obama and Clinton administration. And here's Psycho Joe saying, Trump Russia. We need to investigate Trump Russia. They're trying to stop this investigation showing collusion in the executive branch. No, that's what you're doing, ignoring the memo. Go back to Crazy Joe.
The IG report that we've been waiting for a year. Both sides waiting. We want to know what happened at the FBI. We're waiting for that IG report. Now the House Intel Committee, led by Devin Nunes, comes in and says, forget about that. We're going to launch our own partisan investigation of the FBI.
Nope. It is. The exact opposite happened.
Disgraceful.
The exact opposite happened with Adam Schiff.
Started here this morning. We'll talk more about what the president said and didn't say during his State of the Union. Richard Moss weighs in on the...
This is so mind-boggling.
Listen to this.
Just so mind-boggling what the Republicans are doing.
Why are Republicans trusting Devin Nunes to be their oracle of truth? A former dairy farmer who
And there it is, a former dairy farmer. How dare we listen to a dairy farmer? He's just a measly dairy farmer. Look at me. I'm on my big MSNBC desk. I'm a big deal. This guy's just a lowly dairy farmer. No, Devin Nunes is a patriot working with other patriots in the Congress to expose corruption at the highest levels of our government. Now let's go to clip 16. Clip 16, they say Trump is the great dictator.
Fair point. And yet, why can't people give him credit for what has happened? Why can't they give him credit for a speech that...
Because they're in denial, Frank. These are delusional, deranged people that live in total denial because of hatred and rage.
That it had specifics.
I think because he's literally screwed everybody in that room over a few times too many. He's been vulgar. He's been racist.
I mean, how delusional are these people?
He's one of the senators in that room of giving sexual favors for money. He's insulted the wife of a Republican senator in that room in the worst way possible.
What about the speech?
Frank, is you read rooms. You tell me that room is supposed
to respond. They won't talk about the speech because it was a great victory.
The great dictator?
No, but they're not.
The great dictator, and there it is. All right, that's enough. The great dictator. Again, I'll say it till the cows come home. If Trump was a dictator, y'all would be locked up. Y'all would be in jail. Maybe even in Gitmo. Wow. Exciting show today. Full of clips. Tomorrow will be just as exciting. We got great guests. I mean, this is the InfoWar. It's incredible. It's all possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, we just got hit again on the war room. They're trying to shut us down. They're blocking us on Twitter. They're blocking us on social media, but it won't matter. It will not matter if you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of 50% off Cellforce. Take advantage of 50% off Pollen Block. Take advantage of the T-shirt of the Month Club. Take advantage of Bodies 50% off. All of it is possible with you at InfoWarsStore.com. Rub your finger in the eye of Facebook and Twitter who want to shut us down by launching us to the next level at InfoWarsStore.com. Unlike MSNBC, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
War Room. InfoWars.com/